The EU values are common to the EU countries in a society in which inclusion, tolerance, justice, solidarity and non-discrimination prevail. These values are an integral part of our European way of life. They form the basis of the EU and are laid out in the Treaty of Lisbon and the EU Charter of Fundamental Rights. All individual commitments to values define which values are respected within a society and which are prescribed. The commitments to values within our thoughts influence our actions, and our actions form our culture. In thought and action, European culture is formed by European values.
Human dignity is an unbreakable value in the European Union. It is the real base of all the fundamental rights, so it must be respected and protected at all costs. It is one of the central issues in the discussion of human rights and the Constitution. It was established as a European value in the 1948 Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Human dignity is, as it states, the foundation of freedom, justice, and peace in the world. It is not only a fundamental right in itself, being the first article on the Union law, but it is also present in all the others.
Democracy. The term democracy first appeared in ancient Greece in the city of Athens around 2500 years ago. By definition, democracy is a form of government in which people exercise the authority of the government. Some cornerstones of democracy development are freedom of assembly and speech, inclusiveness and equality, membership, consent, voting, right to life and minority rights. There are many different forms of governmental democracy. The basic forms are direct democracy, representative democracy, parliamentary democracy, presidential democracy, and hybrid or semi-direct democracy. Then, there are more than 15 different variants of democracy forms. However, non-governmental democracy also exists. Non-governmental organizations use this kind of democracy by deciding leadership and policy by voting. Democracy is very beneficial, not only for Europe, but for society as a whole. For example, democracy gives people the chance to become personally involved with their government and encourages equality in a positive way. Not only that, but countries that use democracy are less likely to enter into armed conflicts.
European Union is based on the rule of law, which is the authority and influence of law in society. This principle considers every member of a society in an equal way. The rule of law also implies that every person is subject to the law, even the ones who work with the law, like judges, lawmakers, etc. Rule of law means freedom of state, and it's the opposite of monarchy or oligarchy, where the rulers are held above the law. Rule of law contains four principles: basic rights, which are the human rights; separation of powers, which is the separation of authorities; calculability of governmental actions, which is the adequate function of the legal system; and finally, security mechanisms that defend the interests of each three governmental bodies: legislature, executive, and judiciary. For example, the rule of law changed the absolutistic state to a constitutional state, where every citizen, who has its own rights and obligations, is protected by an objective legal system. All citizens are equal in the eyes of the law.
Equality is about equal rights for all citizens before the law. The general principle of equality and non-discrimination is a fundamental element of international human rights law, ever since the Universal Declaration of Human Rights in 1948. The principle of equality, regardless of race, color, sex, religion, political opinion, or social origin, underpins all European policies and is the basis for European integration, applying in all areas. Although inequalities still exist, the European Union has made significant progress. Equality, as a core value of the European Union, motivates a shared concern for human dignity. The participation by all in economic, social, and cultural life, a voice for all groups in decisions that impact them, and a celebration of diversity. A European Union that values equality and that gives life to this value creates societies where all people and social groups flourish.
Freedom. Freedom generally is having the ability to act or change without constraint. Something is free if it can change easily and it's not constrained in its present state. Freedom of movement gives citizens the right to move and reside freely within the Union. Individual freedoms, such as respect for private life, freedom of thought, religion, assembly, expression and information, are protected by the EU Charter of Fundamental Rights. The European single market, internal market, or common market is a single market, which seeks to guarantee the free movement of goods, capital, services, and labor, the four freedoms within the European Union. Free movement is very important to the European Union because it clarifies procedure issues and it strengthens the rights of family members of European citizens. Freedom of movement and residence for persons in the EU is the cornerstone of Union citizenship, which was established by the Treaty of Maastricht in 1992.
The sixth step is human rights, which are the basic rights and freedoms to which everyone is entitled, regardless of race, sex, nationality, ethnicity, language, religion, or any other status. The three pillars of human rights are freedom, equality, and solidarity. Human rights are drawn from various cultures, religions, and philosophies from around the world over many centuries. They are enforced at all times and in all places. Human rights include the right to life and liberty, freedom from slavery and torture, freedom of opinion and expression, the right to work and education, and many more. Everyone is entitled to these rights without discrimination. After the Second World War, the founding countries of the United Nations adopted the Universal Declaration of Human Rights in 1948, which set out the fundamental rights of all people and declared them a common standard of achievement for all nations. Since then, the United Nations has gradually expanded human rights law to encompass specific standards for women, children, people with disabilities, and other vulnerable groups, who now possess rights that protect them from discrimination. There are many organizations whose goal is to promote the human rights. For example, the Human Rights Watch, Global Rights, and Frontline Defenders.
To conclude, values are the fundamental elements of the culture. They define the meaning and significance for the people within a social system, society. The rules and norms of a society are derived from its values. The values are the foundation of a society.